Confidence to Lead is the podcast for leaders of growing companies. Providing insights, advice, and information, it will empower you to make bold decisions in your business. Here's your host, Sarah Bartholomews, CEO of U Legal.
Hi, and welcome to the first episode of the first season of Confidence to Lead, a legal guide to corporate governance and directors' duties. My name's Sarah Bartholomews, and I'm the founder and CEO of U Legal. I've been a corporate and commercial lawyer for over 12 years and have acted as in-house counsel for a number of leading Australian companies. Being a director, whether paid or unpaid, private or public, founding owner or professional corporate director, come with certain obligations that might give rise to personal liability. Throughout my career, I've often been surprised by the number of directors that are not fully aware of the circumstances in which they are exposed to this personal liability, and I strongly believe that in order to feel empowered to make bold decisions and effectively lead their companies, directors must understand their risk profile. This concern has encouraged me to work closely with my clients, and in order to help them and their teams understand their risk profiles, I've created a comprehensive legal lessons guide. This has allowed our clients, whether they're small family-owned businesses, new entrepreneurs, or national ASX-listed companies, to be aware of and manage the individual risks in their business. The popularity of legal lessons led me to write a book, How to Avoid a Fall from Grace: Legal Lessons for Directors, and in turn, this podcast. This is the inevitable legal disclaimer because, let's face it, you would have been overwhelmingly disappointed if there was no disclaimer in a podcast created by a lawyer. This podcast is an overview of the law at a specific point in time, and it is very general in nature. It should not be relied on as a substitute for legal advice. The law in this area changes regularly, and this podcast is unlikely to remain a comprehensive guide for long, but we hope that it can be used as a guide to mitigate your personal risk and highlight some items worthy of consideration and discussion in your boardroom. Please feel free to contact us regarding anything in the podcast or check out my book, How to Avoid a Fall from Grace, which is available at www.legallessons.com.au. Being a director can sometimes be like travelling through the jungle in the dark. You don't know what you can't see until it's too late. By running this podcast, we aim to help by turning on the light so you can see the crocodiles you didn't even know were there. You may not find that comforting, but if you know that they're out there, you'll know how to see them and how to avoid them. The leading piece of law that governs directors' duties in Australia is called the Corporations Act. We're simply going to refer to it in this podcast series as the Act. The Act is a federal piece of legislation and it applies nationally. Before you even utter the word director when talking about your job, it's essential to understand the Act. Being a lawyer, I love legislation and legal definitions, but I appreciate that most of my clients and maybe even my listeners don't. So, you could read all 5 volumes and 10 chapters of the Act, or you could just join us on this podcast journey through a practical, user-friendly summary on how to spot the crocodiles without the black letter law. We're going to start with who's who in your boardroom. The Act refers to officers of a corporation, and an officer of a corporation includes a director, company secretary, senior manager, and an officer. You'll need to understand these terms in order to understand their legal obligations. Firstly, an employee. In the context of the director's duties under the Act, the term employee refers to senior managers who are involved in decision-making for the company. It does not ordinarily mean all of the employees of the company. Personal liability for an employee would be quite rare. However, it's important to keep in mind that there may be other legislation in place that imposes obligations on employees with specific industries, organisations, or areas of responsibility. Now we have a company secretary. The company secretary is mandatory for public companies, and they're generally responsible for signing contracts, supervising and managing board meetings, policies and procedures, and keeping diligent and accurate minutes for board meetings. The Act considers the company secretary to be an officer of the company. They are, however, not held in the same standards as a director because they don't participate in decision making in the same way that directors do. So then, who is a director? The Act divides directors into 5 categories. An executive director is involved in the daily running of the business and is responsible for decisions that they make on a day-to-day basis. A managing director is often referred to as the chief executive officer or CEO. A CEO is a type of executive director and is typically appointed by other directors to run and manage the company. They're solely responsible for daily decisions and company operations. A non-executive director is a director who is not involved in the daily running of the business. Non-executive directors normally bring in an independent perspective to the company decision-making and sometimes bring knowledge and expertise from specific fields. A de facto director is not an official or validly appointed director, but is acting in place of a director. He or she has the same obligations, duties, and liabilities as an official director. Finally, a shadow director is similar to that of a de facto director. A shadow director does not have an official title. He or she exercises some degree of control or influence on the board's decisions. The board of directors is accustomed to acting in accordance with this person's instructions or wishes. In this podcast, we're going to consider the role of the directors in the company, what their obligations and duties are, and potential consequences. We're also going to consider ways to mitigate those risks and review insurance policies and company indemnities. I'm looking forward to you joining us on this podcast journey, and we'll see you next time on Confidence to Lead. In the meantime, if you feel like getting in touch, feel free to email me or give me a call. We look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to chatting to you again soon.